Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
And you better ask somebody. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio, where we are here, dedicated, committed to helping you taste the sweet nectar of God. The juicy, life-giving essence of God, of the goddess. Are you ready to taste your own essence? Because once you do, you will never, ever, ever, ever be the same again. Now, there's some responsibilities that come with that, but wait before you start drinking. You need some responsibility. You got to be careful. You must know who you are. The ones who don't, they end up being addicted to all kind of other stuff because they taste the next nectar and they lose their mind. So let's lay a foundation so that we can be out of our mind but not lose it.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, free to pollinate, free to activate the seed of transformation, free to just get drunk with the nectar of God. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. Let's talk creativity. Let's talk sweetness. Let's talk juiciness. Let's talk about who you are, releasing your inner gift, your inner potential. The world needs you. We'll be back. Troy Holmes, and enough. You are indeed.
What if your time on the planet is ended today? If you had one thing to tell us, tell me what would you say? Would you laugh, would you cry when you watch the review of your life? Did you lay it all out on the table or hold it inside? Did you doubt every tear? Did you cross every eye? Did you live every day of your life? Would you think you were ever? Would you think you were right? When you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time, would you want to do over with a little more? Would another 5 minutes to tell her you love her be more than enough? More than enough. Hey, more than enough. Oh. What if you knew that goodbye was a heartbeat away? trouble for making mistakes. Would you hate anybody who didn't agree? Or would you love everyone that you see? Would you think you were well? Would you think you were right? When you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time, would you want with a little more stuff? Or would another 5 minutes of holding me closer be more than enough? More than enough. Hey, more than enough. Oh. When you're in the day, life is full of circumstance. Very little happenstance till you look behind and find in each and every line love was on time. Hey, hey, hey. So many people sleepwalk through the day after day. Woke up mid-stride thinking, how did this happen to me? I opened my heart and wiped the sleep from my eyes. Started laughing so hard that I cried, 'cause I found I was wealthy and I found I'd arrived. When I thought about the way that I felt when love touched my heart for the first time, I didn't need a do-over with a little more stuff. 'Cause I found that each time I could tell them I loved them was more than enough.
We are, you are, I am more than enough. More than enough. No matter what is going on in your world, you are more than enough. You know who that is, Shaq? You know who that is. So listen to me. The studio is information, but I ask. So that's how it's in the air. It's called me a God. Hello. Oh, yeah. Nice to be here. Nice to be back. Nice to be black. Nice to be strong. That was Troy reminding us that we are more than enough. That we're here to transform the planet. That we're here to break up all the illusions in our lives, to let go of things that are not for us. Okay? So let's try this. I'm being told I'm breaking up. We're breaking up, man. Oops.
All right. How are we doing now? I'm going to bring Celeste to tell me because I can't do this chat room. Oh, break it up. Yeah, well, we need to break up all the illusions. All right, Celeste, how am I sounding? Celeste. somebody pick Celeste up, please. He just fell. Okay, thank you. All right, so we're going to mute Celeste while she screams and cries and kiss her boo-boo. Yes, Troy Horn. To find out more about Troy Horn, his website address is troyhorn.com. Troy, T-R-O-Y-H-O-R. What?
Life coach today, I'm so sorry. I'm on the air with you. Forgive me. I did fall down. I fell down and I couldn't get up. But I heard your voice and I reached for the Outer Banks and your hand pulled me out of the quicksand. Hello, my brother. I'm feeling very creative today.
Good, good. Just want to check your sound. And
yeah, you sound great.
Okay, good. Well, don't go nowhere. We'll come back and get you.
Okay, come back and get me. Come back and get me. All right.
Yes, that's what happens when you tap into your creative essence. You allow life to happen and you dance with it. So to find out more about Troy Horn, his website address is troyhorn.com, Troy, TROYHORNE.com. Life is good. It's getting better. And we're all being reminded through the reflections we see in the world, the reflections from social media, to check ourselves, to see what we need to let go of, to see what needs to, we need to break away from habits that we need to break by simply dropping it. When you drop it, it breaks. Just drop it. Drop that bad habit. That's how you break it. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you are the creativity of God. You are the sweetness of life. And the world is waiting, anticipating, eager to taste your sweet juice. Will you pour yourself on us? Will you pour yourself around us? Will you anoint us with your sweet essence? You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. I am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as I am. Life Coach Ade. I am that I am. That's the I am that I am. I am that I am. Welcome to the house of love. Welcome to this space to dance with us in consciousness, to grow, to change, to expand. To look at the fears and the erroneous beliefs and tell them it's time to go. I'm not running anymore. I have the magic wand and I'm ready to use it. I'll tell you what the magic wand is later. We are continuing our theme for activating the love matrix. And I want to try something different here. Okay. So, Yvette and Celeste, or one of you, let me know how. I think I sound good. Of course I sound good. Huh? Good. So, I think on Celeste. Yes. Yvette said, you sound great. I knew that. I just needed a pat on the back. No. For those who are slow, I was just checking my sound out. We're doing some things with the microphones here. We're switching and going back and forth. So as I continue
for this active find us. Look, we power to change lives enough to size of our heart. Not be afraid, not give up, was give way to fear and feel other people have control over us. So apparently good. It's okay. I don't understand it, but I don't. But it really doesn't matter. Thank you. Well, just lay hands on the vibration and the frequency that even if it sounds to your external ears that I'm breaking up, we're just breaking up all the things that you don't need to hear anymore. So just trust the process. Yes, the answer is yes, Celeste. So you're remembering that we are the power, and the power really lies in our creativity. It lies in our gifts, our talent, being authentic, accepting who we are. There's so much more I want to say about that, but before I do that, let me bring on one of my co-producers, the Silk. Let's bring on. What's up?
Hi, Life Coach Today.
Shorty, Shorty, hey, Shorty.
Well, I know that sounds so well. I wish they would get more creative with it. Yeah, buddy, we're going in and out, and I want to make sure that the frequency is smooth.
I know that's right. I can go so many places with that, but I won't. We'll save that to Sounds of Soul.
Did that wake up your nighttime thoughts, buddy?
You did. You wake up my nighttime thoughts during the day. That's dangerous. You don't want to do that because listeners who don't listen to my nighttime thoughts may think, what is this? That's just wrong. I don't think I'll ever listen to them again. Lie, you'll be back once you sniff the Kool-Aid. You're forever hooked.
Wow.
And this Kool-Aid is liberating. I have no attachment to if you drink it or not. You get to make your own Kool-Aid. You don't need to drink mine. I got mine. You drink yours. How are you doing?
Hey, you. You know what? Life is doing what life does, which means we have people who are being born and we have people who are transitioning. And I'm holding a high watch for folks all around the world who are experiencing those joys and working through their grief, and sending special love to my family as well. So I am very grounded. I'm ready to play. I call this time my power lunch. And it's my heart lunch, too. So I'm looking forward to what will be downloaded through you as a vessel of creativity today. A day. Don't go a day without a day.
Well, don't go. Come on, now. Don't mess up. I was right there with you. I was going to say, that's right. Don't go a day without Life Coach a day. Because what a difference a day makes.
Wow.
We get creative over here. All right.
Yeah, because when you're being creative, when you're being creative, you don't worry about being corny. See, that's so much freedom in that.
Yeah, my point. I tell the truth. Sometimes I do on that and on, but then you say no, not good. I'm like, really? Like, oh, I was turning up when I was saying it. So yeah, thanks for the encouragement.
I'm here for you.
Okay, what's going on? Is my sound doing crazy stuff?
It was. You feel okay, good so, now. Say something else. Sing us a song.
Something else. Sing you a song. What's my favorite song? Release and let go. The spirit run my life. My heart is open wide. Yes, I
only here for God. So it doesn't matter what it sounds like. I'm only here for God. Any judgment is simply a reflection of your consciousness. Yes, I'm only here for God.
Wow.
That was cool, wasn't it?
You are such a bad influence. You know that, right? All the listeners who wanted to hear about creativity, nectar of God, you have me cut up. And they're like, okay, we can't deal with this. Blame on Celeste. She made me do it.
Really?
Yes, you made
blame
me
do it. Blame it on a Celeste. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me break out with Jamie Foxx. Blame it on alcohol. But it's still early.
Actually, that's the point. You can actually blame it on the nectar, because when you taste the nectar of God, you will be drunk. And you're taking part of my conversation. So, yes, I had some of my own nectar today. It's like, ooh, it makes you put on your chest. Bye, Celeste.
See you later, alligator.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes, yes. I am only here for God. I'm only here for goodness. And I'm just going to lay hands on the frequency that the sound stays clear. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And if you think I've got a chance of being the next greatest American Idol, or you know I've got talent, then call me up. Have my people talk to your people, because I ain't got time. If you know that I got talent, because if you don't, we don't need to talk. Anyway, today's topic, oh gosh, it's taking me over, obviously. Creativity is the nectar of God. And I am feeling so much about this. I've been writing all morning, and then I get some more. But there's a story, and the story, came in the most peculiar kind of way. And today, right, TMI alert, in the shower, most of you know, well, I know most people that get inspiration in the shower. Spirit just told me how the whole thing started. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But I'll tell you more about that. But before I do that, Celeste got some things to show you. But so we're going to bring Celeste back on, so she can tell you, because she always has something to say. You know, she just takes that whole thing about being silky voice. She just takes it to heart, and that's a good thing to do. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We're taking your calls. We're taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreement. Bring it. This is the House of Love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. Whatever you're moving through, whatever you're going through or growing through, we got you. Together, we are stronger, and we need each other. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find a metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Do you have questions or show topics you would like Life Coach Today to consider for upcoming shows? You could email him that too at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. The theme for the month of February is Activate the Love Matrix. And we also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network for you. Be sure to join Mbasa Safera for the Play Experience every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is also syndicated on Within Radio every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on InspireBroadcasting.com. And don't miss the musical odyssey of Sounds of Soul with Adeyemi Folose on 12radio.com every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Thank you, Yvette, for what you're doing behind the scenes. You know, while Celeste was doing the announcements, I just got in touch with this topic for the day. I feel like, how do I feel? What do I feel? What am I feeling? What am I sensing? I feel like it's happening through me. I mean, I've made notes, as I said, and I've just been writing index cards and typing on my computer. I was going to write in my journal, didn't get to do that. But this topic, it's a work in progress. So I'll create the space for the progress and let the topic reveal itself through and as me. Whew, it feels heavy. Not heavy in a kind of negative, dense energy, but it's like I feel so much. Now, let me tell you a story. I want to tell you something. I think so. Think about it. Can't think about it. Have to go. What it is. It is. Trust your intuition. Listen to the still small voice. I welcome you guys in the chat room and those of you listening on the phone lines and all of that stuff. Excuse me. I was drunk. I was so drunk with creativity, with the nectar of God. I was seeing the light. Well, okay, this breaking up stop is getting to me. One more break. Because when I go in abruptly, let me say that. Anyway, my listeners, I really do mean this. I think that's what I was really sensing when I said I felt like I needed to say something. I am so grateful for your presence, your pre-essence. I am so grateful for your love, your commitment to being part of this community, your commitment to your yes. The sacred yes, this and you say yes to life, we haven't known how things are going to turn out. When you say yes to yourself, even though you think you're not ready, when you say yes, when you're doubting if you are enough. That is the sacred yes. Yes in the front end. And I am so grateful for you being here, for coming back, listening every day, sharing the show, your wonderful feedback about the show. I'm grateful because your presence, who you are to me, inspires me to go deeper, inspires me to listen differently. You know, you often hear me say, we need each other. We need each other. It's that simple. I need you to do whatever you came here to do on this planet. I need you to do it so well that it makes other people who are so-called being lazy, make them go, oh, my God, let me get out the way. I need you to do what you do so well that our people that are doing what they're doing and they're doing it so well that you inspire them to go deeper because you do that for me. And I don't take it lightly. Celeste and Yvette, when we talk, I tell them, for me, this is more than just a radio show. It's deeper than that. This is a vehicle for me to express the goodness. This is a opportunity, a platform for me to express the essence of God that is me. This is my contribution to the planet. There are many other ways, and it's so much more. So when people say to me, oh, my God, you do 3 shows a week, it's like, well, if I wasn't doing this, what I'm doing right now, I will be doing what I'm doing right now. So why not do it as a radio show? I love it. I'm passionate about radio. I like the medium where we get to imagine and you know, they say radio is the theater of the mind. So thank you, listeners, those of you listening live, those of you listening on the archive and within radio listeners. I am so grateful for your presence because you allow me to be me. You allow me to embrace me. And when I say allow, it's like, this is still part of the topic, okay? Just stay with me here. Maybe I'm just talking to myself. I think there's a part of me saying, come on, get to the point. But yeah, I was talking to myself. I wasn't talking to you. So can you let me do what I do, please? Okay, I have to talk to myself in the corner, just back there, saying, get on with the show. Most of us have that self, you know, that just thinks they know everything. But I'm not listening to that self. Well, I did, but not anymore. And now, I forgot what I was going to say. So let's move on. Okay, so let me tell you about how I did. I forgot. It doesn't matter. If it's important, it will come back. Creativity, the nectar of God. Boy, what I was going to say was so good, too. Anyway, back in the moment, I realized how all of this started. And the more I think about it, the more I think of this topic, the more inspired I get. Now, here's the thing. For those of you regular listeners, you know that Hillside International Truth Center is my spiritual home. I don't go every Sunday, but every now and then I just hear that nudge to go. So I went last week, and usually when I go, you know, if I go like once, I don't say I'm going once a month. I stay open, let me put it that way. But in the past, in the last 2 years, when I go one time, maybe another month or 2 months before I go again. No attachment, nothing. It's just I listen to spirit. So I went last week, a week ago, and then I was getting this feeling to go again this Sunday, past Sunday. And I thought, really? Okay, I guess. And I actually forgot that I was going to go or that I heard to go. But for the most part, I like to believe that I listen. The times I don't. Well, actually, let me see. I listen when... No, I always listen. Actually, don't worry about that. No need for that. Get to the point, okay? I listen and I follow through. But there are times when I hear what I hear and I'm like, oh, my God, how's this going to turn out? And it's not as
challenging as I thought it would be. That's really what I'm trying to get through there. So anyway, I got to go to Hillside, and I thought, wow, really? I was there last week. Okay. So I had forgotten all Saturday that I was going until like 10 o'clock. And I still had a lot of work to do. So I said, I'm just going to follow guidance. I'm going to go. Now, I have to get up early. I'm a night owl. I stay up till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, that is. But every now and then, last few days, nights, mornings, I've been going to bed early, around 2 o'clock. That's early for me. Boy, I look forward to a day when I make it to bed, a night when I make it to bed at 12 midnight. Wow, that would be like celebration. So Saturday night, Sunday morning, I didn't go to bed till about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And I'm like, woo! Then I changed my thought. I said, stop it, because you know you're going. So don't even plant that seed, speaking of creativity. Anyway, so I had like 4.5 hours sleep or something like that. I went to Hillside. And I had this feeling that, okay, because I'm led to go, and there's something I'm supposed to get. There's something there. But I wasn't attached to it. I didn't even keep playing it back to myself. I just said, oh, well, you know, I go and have fun. There are people there that I love and know we get to talk. And do you know, I'll tell you what happened. I only realized why I went a few hours ago, as I shared earlier, in the shower. You know, when you're in that place and water's hitting you, you get to tap into the truth of who you are and answers, the inspiration from the shower. So during the service, I was there. It was great. Everything was cool. I enjoyed it. My friends, we talked, we chatted and everything. And some of you may know, I used to volunteer in the media department. I used to work in the media department every Sunday or whenever there's an event going on at the Hillside. But for the past 3 years now, I'm no longer working there. But when I do go in, I just go to the media booth and help out, sometimes on the camera, sometimes put out microphones. I just show up. I do what I do. So during the service, I found out that there was going to be a meeting, a church meeting. And I hadn't planned. I didn't know about it. So I knew it was going to go, then I'm going to be there longer because I was kind of helping out in the media department. But I still wasn't even thinking, why am I here? I was just there. I'm here. Make the most of it. At the end of the church meeting, which was probably around 2 o'clock, I was collecting the microphones. And one of them said, another, he said, you know, I see creativity as the nectar of God. As I walked past, it felt like I walked through a force field. It didn't make me dizzy, but it got my attention. It's like, whoa, that is deep. But something about that statement, I didn't go back to say anything to him because I didn't even, I was caught up in that moment. It's like creativity is the nectar of God. Wow, something about that statement stayed with me, and I kept thinking about it all day long on Sunday. Later on in the evening, I said, let me just look at the definition of nectar. I know what it is, but let me just look at it from a different perspective. And the definition is a sugary fluid secreted by plants, especially within flowers, to encourage pollination by insects and other animals. It is collected by bees to make into honey. Man, when I read that, it just went to my head. I felt like I got, you know, you talk about a sugar rush. Like, oh my God, and it makes sense. And as I've been sitting with it, preparing for the show, what came up for me was God is the flower of life. God is the flower of life. Now, truth students, metaphysicians, spiritual beings, you know that you are one with God. You know that you live in God and God lives in you. Right? Yeah, I know you know that. So knowing that truth, knowing that you live in God and God lives in you, then creativity is your nectar because you are the godness that you're looking for. Now, stay with me here because I'm telling you there's so much that I'm feeling about this. I have to pace myself. My mind can't even get involved because if I try and really think about this, I would jack it up. So you, as God, and if that doesn't work for you, you as an expression of God, whatever works. And even if that's the, find something that works. I'm not attached. Hey, I'm just sharing what I know. You as God, you an expression of God, is the flower of life. Your sweet liquid, your sweet fluid is the nectar for life, for transformation. See, when you embrace your creativity, when you embrace your unique gift and talents and skills, your nectar, your creativity, your gifts and talent pollinates other people. By activating the seed of transformation. When you really embrace your gifts and talent, you're not comparing it to anybody else. You know that you're unique. You know God lives in you and you live in God. You are an expression of God. And if creativity is the nectar of God, then you are the sweetness of life. Now, when you embrace your gifts and talents and skills, boy, you can touch other people. You activate the seed of transformation in them. And when you activate the seed of transformation in them, those who are present, those who are willing, those who are receptive, I call all those people, all those who are busy bees about God's business or good business, those who are saying, I am here for a reason, I know it, sometimes I doubt it, but you know what, I'm moving forward. Because you have said yes to your creativity, you said yes to that nectar, that sweetness, that sweet essence, and you pollinate them, you activate their seed of transformation, they will catch the fire and they will take what you instilled in them and make it into honey. Other people get to taste the sweetness of life. Often I've heard people say, I'm not creative. And I will always respond, it takes a creative mind to say that you're not creative. It takes creativity to deny your creativity. We're all creative. We all have gifts and talents. That's the vehicle. That's the challenge. Challenge? How about channel? That's the challenge. But sometimes that can be the challenge. Yes, because your greatest gift can be your greatest challenge. As a matter of fact, what you came here to do on this planet would grab you by your heart and won't let you go until you set it free. In the words of Abby Lincoln, until you throw it away. You will find that most of the challenges you have is pointing to the mission, the gift that you're here to deliver. Your unique way to express yourself. And when you tap into it, when you allow it, when you embrace it, earlier I said people get to taste the sweetness of your next nectar, but you get to taste the sweetness. It becomes your freedom. It becomes your your, I don't know, what's the word? It's like a soothing pill. Like when life is chaotic, when you don't know where your next money's coming from, when you don't know how the business deal is going to go, when you're not sure what to do. But if you have got to a place where you are trusting more and more in your gifts and talents, it will sustain you. It will resource you. You are one with the source. And to resource the source, you must embrace the nectar within you that wants to be expressed, that wants to be revealed. And when you are sharing your nectar with the world, when you're expressing the nectar, when you're sharing it with the world, nothing matters. Time stops. If you had a headache or toothache or toothache, all this ache that happens, if there's something going on in your life that you're sad about, when you are expressing, when you're sharing your nectar with the world, all of it disappears. I tell you what I know. Man, I've had times when doing workshops and before the workshop, I have mad headache. My head is just like, oh my God, what have I done to deserve this? And then when it's time to do the workshop, I don't even think about the fact that I had one. It's until later. Sometimes it comes back, sometimes it doesn't. Like, wow, I just went through that. It didn't even cross my mind. So the question today for you is, what is your gift? Why are you here? Are you ready to surrender to it completely? Are you ready to surrender to truly being the flower, the essence of life? It's for your own good, because when you embrace your gifts, when you embrace your talent, when you embrace your creativity, two things. One, you find out that you are truly a creative misfit. That's right, a creative misfit. You're gonna find places where you have to move out some places, some people that you've been hanging out with. You start having new friends, and it's not even about, you know, there's a post on Facebook. People say, well, I ask God to show me who my true friends, and I start losing people or something like that. It's not even about that. That's just intellectual spirituality. Yeah, it sounds good. It gets you off a bit. Or what I call intellectual masturbation. Yeah, you know, all these times I had enemies. No, you're your own enemy. When you shift your vibration, when you shift your frequency, you can't help but attract a different reality. So anybody who is not in alignment with the new frequency have to go on, or you go on, have to be separated. Something changes. It's just the way it is. It doesn't mean they're your enemy or they have evil intent. Just like when you go to the radio, we don't have those anymore, we just click now, but if you tune your radio to a jazz station, if you're not feeling it, like, nah, I don't want that. If you go to a pop station, maybe a little bit of that, maybe country, maybe reggae, or maybe there, I don't know, but when you find the right frequency, you stay there, oh, this is just what I need. And if that doesn't work, you go online and find one that mixes it all together, not giving nobody no free promo. Well, you can open the Pandora box and let music just soothe you. I did a show last week called You Are the Problem and You Are the Answer, which was inspired by a show I did the day before on domestic violence. And then we did a show yesterday about the future of African-American boys and men. And I am so clear that you are the answer, you are the problem, or the other way around. It really doesn't matter. You are the problem, you are the answer. I am the problem, I am the answer. I don't like problem. Call it challenge. Some people get off, literally, literally get off because they're not expressing, I don't know why I keep wanting to say expressing, I don't know what that word is, because they're not expressing their true essence, they will be comfortable with just expressing any kind of, if you know what I mean, all over the place. We are here to express, we are here to inspire, we are here to change life. And the other thing I was going to say is your creativity is your magic wand. It is your magic wand. When I said earlier, there are times that I've done a workshop. Before the workshop, I have a headache. Magic wand, just like that. I step up to do the workshop, and pain gone. Pain disappeared. Where, I don't know, and I don't care. But because we're here to express, and based on people's level of consciousness, they will express whatever it is they focus on the most. So the whole idea of the spiritual practice, getting to know yourself, self-discovery, it's really to get to the heart of the matter. That's a double meaning in that. What's at the heart of the matter called you? Because you came here to express. And when you find the courage, when you allow the courage, when you activate the courage to express it, ah, sweetness. People want to be around you. You want to be around you. You want to be around you so much that you don't need people to be around you for you to feel whole anymore. You get to have your own happy hour and happy days at home by yourself because you've now aligned yourself with the source of life, and because you are saying yes to your creativity, you're saying yes to your gifts, you're saying yes to your talents, your skills, you're saying yes to life, the source of life gets to resource everybody else through you. And while you are being the channel through which others are resourced, you can't help but be resourced as well. So we don't know where the next whatever is coming from, but it's about making ourselves available. And yes, we are human and divine. So we got to learn to blend it. We got to blend it too. Human, divine. For me, I feel the divine self is the feminine essence. And the human is the masculine. Yin-yang. Whichever way you want to look at it, bring the two together and you're birthing something. You birth a new reality. Steve Jobs birthed a new reality. And everybody else had to catch up. He realized that his creativity is the nectar of God. And he released that creativity, and other people got pollinated. He activated the seed of transformation. Google said, I better get on board. We need to catch up. Let's create something called Android. And people said, oh, we need a Windows phone. And now most of us can't even remember what it's like to not have a phone without an app, without being able to just tap something. We don't even know to, we just tap, 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 and talk into the phone. Now, there are a few people who still have a flip phone, or AKA dumb phone. Most of us have a smartphone. And some of us, our phones are smarter than us. But it doesn't matter, because it's all one. So if you're dumb enough to not be able to know the answer, Google it. All right, stop it. Get out of there. Get out of there. Oh, wow, is that time? Oh, wow. Your creativity is the nectar of God. It is your responsibility to let it flow. It is your responsibility to spread your essence. And, you know, if you think about it, usually when we are being erotic, we talk about essence of who we are. Like, ooh, wow, that's beyond. Of course, you fall in love with love. We tap into the essence of who you are, and that is able to deliver that
because they're not afraid, you can't help but be turned on. That's what happens when you embrace your gift, when you embrace your creativity, when you say, no matter what, I am going to express my gift or I'm going to die trying, other people will be turned on. And the more people you turn on, the more times infinity, that energy will come back to you. Because every time somebody says, you know what, I was stuck and I had a friend who held my hand. You know what? I was going through some dark times and I picked up a book. I'm so grateful for this author. You as the author are getting blessed in so many ways. And things start to happen for you. And here's a trick. Sometimes your path is made smooth, but you don't. You don't know that you don't know. You would think nothing great is happening in your life. Because you may be delayed because you left your keys somewhere. Now you can't find it. You may be delayed from an accident. You may have been delayed from a rude customer, a rude receptionist, because something happened just 1 second. Maybe you got caught at the traffic light and you were hoping to get through it. But because you've committed to sharing your essence, your nectar with the world, your path is made smooth and you don't even know it. So if you are going through a moment, if you're thinking, well, I'm doing all this work, you know, my life is moving smoothly, but nothing particular. It's not like I got that good or that business deal or the perfect relationship. Maybe consider the things you have been protected from. Things that could have been worse. The things, circumstances that could have been traumatic that you didn't even know. Think about it.
In order to move through this thing called life, we must see with our inner eyes, spiritual eyes. So even if you think you're not receiving this amazing vision that you set forth, or you have a vision board, or you have a, what is it called? This is the other name for it. I can't think of it right now. But you have things, a perfect house, you have a mansion, you just have stuff that you want to acquire, and you think it's not happening. But generally, health-wise, you're okay. You know, you got good friends. You know, sometimes you might have to hold off or stretch the food you have. Imagine what you're being protected from. We all have a choice. We have a choice to accept who we are or accept other people's definition of who we are. Either way, it will get you to where you need to go. But it's much easier when you spend more time discovering who you are so you may live according to your own vibration, according to your own truth, according to your soul's guidance. The trick is, don't get too caught up in figuring it out. Interact with others. Reach out. Reach out, give of yourself. If you don't have a job, you've been applying, send that resume, think of how you can be of service to somebody else. But I got to pay my bills. I know that. I didn't say you don't have to. Yes. But sometimes we don't find other ways because we haven't been speaking up. We try to solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. You're just going to get the same result. So if you're struggling to get a job, struggling to do something different, be in a relationship, do things differently. Give of yourself. You only get to keep what you give away. How can you be of service? Who is doing something that you know your skill set can help? Your mind will say, well, yeah, you're right about that. The egoic mind, they can't pay you no money. Maybe not. Because by the time you decide you're going to talk to them,
Anything can happen. They may get a deal. They may have access or remember to get a letter that they had some inheritance. Who knows? But we must be willing to get busy about the business, God of goodness, of the goddess, so that other people get to taste the honey that we are creating. Next time you tell yourself or think to yourself you're not creative, slap yourself. Slap yourself and tongue the other cheek. It's like, ah, that hurts. Okay, I'm tripping. You are the problem and you are the answer. And the more we recognize that we are the sweetness that life is looking for, then we can be the solution. It's okay to see problems and challenges and what other people are not doing, but what are you going to add to it? What are you going to add to what is missing or what you think is missing? And one last thing before we wrap it up. Whoa. Okay, yes, it is time, isn't it? One last thing is, within your pain lies your gift. Your gifts, your purpose, your passion. Your pain is inviting you to pay attention inward now. Whatever your pain is, pay attention to it. It will talk to you. It will share with you. It will remind you that you called yourself forth for this moment. You see people who are pollinating other people, activating the seed of transformation. Oh my God, when you're around them, they're attractive. You just want to be. No, I'm not going to say what I just thought. No, I'm going to say it. No, I won't. I'm going to leave that alone. But you just want to be around them. You just want to want a piece of them. That's another way to say it. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Woo-wee. All right. I'm back. Oh, boy. I'm a mess. I trip my own self up sometimes. Number is 347-426-3346. I'm hearing voices. See, I got voices in my head. It's usually, I mean, for the most part, it's truth you can use. But the voices in my head are not limited by morals and all the other people's perceptions.
I got to tell them that, you know, people ain't ready for that sometimes. I don't mind being a creative misfit, but Jesus, come on now. Put me around other people so there can be a bunch of misfits around. Then, you know, I feel safe. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We are taking your calls 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let me bring on Celeste because I was one with all the voices. Now I'm back here. I can hear more, and I refuse to say what I'm hearing right now unless I really need to.
I'm so happy to rescue you. Creativity is the nectar of God. Great show today, and I'm definitely a creative misfit. I think we should start a band or something.
No. You can. Yeah, actually, I'm encouraging you to do it. I'll start a movement. You can start a band. Actually, well, you can. I'll play the drums. How about that? Yeah, that's safer for me because I thought of singing.
Exactly.
I don't like, you know, people have to pay big money to hear me sing, so I can't just start a band and wait for people to start. So, you know my voice. You know my voice be knocking people out. People be like,
yeah.
That brother can
sing.
Don't make me do it.
Yeah. Anyway.
You disagree? Do you disagree?
On your network? Of course not.
What? I love you too.
Serious?
Oh, wow.
Boss man, you sing great. You working it out. You be hitting those high notes. I don't even know how we can stand it. But we just sit there and that power and the majesty. You can't tell an Aries man that he can't do anything. Are you crazy? I use two double negatives. That's okay. You heard me. You cannot tell an Aries man that he can't sing. What? He can sing. He can tap dance. He can bring the bacon. Oh, you don't eat bacon. But anyway, you just can do a lot of things, multitasking. Okay, I'm done with that.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Family, if you're having a lot of fun today, please stay tuned because we have some other great shows coming up where you get to learn how to be a creative misfit too. So tomorrow, get ready for another episode of Ancestors, since it is the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. Find out how your ancestral lines may be impacting your life today. Then next week, get ready. We have writer extraordinaire Monique Ruffin and Donna DeLuca, the dancing queen of inspiration, joining us for a show to help you shift from being a victim to a victor. We also have Dr. B. Sirius in the house joining us as well. So make sure you don't miss these powerful shows because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. For more information about sponsorship, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkins.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's what it's all about, being the change we want to see for our own soul transformation. We're here to multiply our goodness. We're here to share the nectar that we are. We're here to transform humanity and use our magic wand, which is creativity, to transform life, to transform darkness to light. Right now, it's time for the spiritual weather forecast, also known as AKA Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Celeste, it's time for a weather report, right?
Yes, we're going to have some fun with this weather report. I got into it. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that's showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 7, and 7 is the collective energy we are all under for 2014. The number 7 is the number of perfection, security, safety, and rest. It's ruled by Neptune. It has mystical power. 7 is also the chariot in tarot, reminding that victory is in your hands. And the chariot is astrologically connected to the mother sign of Cancer. 7 also belongs to the goddess by the name of Yimoja, the mother of the waters. Now, 7 is also the skunk in medicine cards. Remember dear delusional Pepe Le Pew from your childhood cartoons? He had an amazing self-esteem, even if he rarely got the girl. That skunk had vision. Well, Pepe has finally gained his self-respect when we tap into Native American culture, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. The skunk says, I will not tolerate abuse in any form. I have power. I will not let others use me. I am a divine child. I will sift out friends, keeping it good. That is my responsibility. Like the skunk, I will learn when to be disagreeable. That's my right. Yes, the skunk is all about reputation and setting boundaries for itself. It doesn't need to threaten your life. The skunk will threaten your senses. It knows how to attract or repel naturally. It doesn't have to bother anyone. It has a really cool, I dare you attitude. Look, wolves, foxes, and badgers don't even mess with skunks. And we can learn a thing or two from our furry friend. Learn how to make choices with all of our senses. Just as long as we don't forget our common sense, too. Make choices from the heart and what feels good to us. Be selfish, I say. The skunk's reputation gives a heads up, but there is something else here, too. When you know your self-worth like a skunk, you create an energy field that invites others who will willingly come out and play. All is well. And that's the story of 7 told through our friend the skunk of the medicine cards. I'll see you on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Sounds of Soul with Ade Anifeleche for another Celestial Moment on 12radio.com. Thank you.
You know I caught that, right? I'm just saying.
Anifeleche, forgive me, man. Anifeleche.
There you go. One with money and knows what to do with it. Oh, anyway, moving right along.
So you better say his name right.
Well, I don't really mind if people make an attempt as when they pronounce something that I'm thinking, come on, you know what you just said. Can if you look at how my name is spelled, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, just call, I get an attitude, I'm like, just call me Eddie. Like, whew.
Just call me Eddie. Just like that, right? Just call me Eddie.
Yeah, when it's, then it goes be said and so, I'm like, don't make me come down this phone line. But anyway, I'm going to talk about it. Some people just get lazy. But I think one of the best one was actually was about a week ago. I went to their customers. Well, their doctor service was sucked. It's not medical doctor, so I'm not going to say their name. But I went somewhere and they called me and the guy was slick and he said what's your name? What's your name again? And I told him, he said, yeah, can you come over here? I'm like, oh, that was nice. That was nice. He said, yeah. I looked, he said, I kind of heard you say something when you came into the receptionist, but when I looked at it, I couldn't say it. So I said, yeah, I know you play. That was a good one, bro. He said, yeah. I just said, I'm not going to pronounce it. So that was cool. He got creative with it. And
that's what I was thinking. Absolutely.
Yeah, he got creative. You know, creativity is sexy. You're like, wow, how did you do that? So anyway. I wanted to say something about skunk.
Yes.
I bet skunk's astrological sign is Aries. I bet it is. Do your research.
You think? Okay. So then to jump on it further, that's adorable.
I'm just saying.
That's a good question.
I got both my hands up like, hey, what can I say? I'm just trying to tell you. I'm just trying to tell you, you know. So anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
that's
thinking
hilarious.
Now. Don't
do
Google
you, though,
that now. Don't do it now. Go ahead.
No. I'm right here with you. I'm focused. I'm not an Aries. I can't multitask like that, honey. I'm a Taurus. We understand these things. But let me ask you something. Did you grow up with Pepe Le Pew? Do you know him?
Well, I didn't grow up with him. I know my favorite was, I've told you this, Atom Ant, Scooby-Doo. Yeah, those ones. But yeah, what other ones? I can't think of. Those are the ones that stand out for me. And the Fantastic Four. Yes, I remember those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, you had Scooby-Doo in Nigeria? Yeah, we did. You just need to expand your consciousness and break free from what you were told. Most of it is a lie. But anyway, yes. I knew Scooby-Doo when I was in Nigeria. All right.
I love Scooby-Doo. Okay, yes. Are you ready? Well, just the creative, because, you know, adults forget that, you know, we can still get a lot out of cartoons.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're not too big for cartoons. I'm not.
Well, I actually find that the children programs, the animated programs, that some of them I may have watched before, the movies, I may have watched them before, and didn't really catch much out of it. But now when I look at it, I'm like, wow, there's some hidden message there. There's some hidden message. And you know, there's a lot of truth in children's program, but, you know, it's kind of, I'm not going to go off on that right now. It's interesting because we'll expose them to it only to say, well, I don't believe all that fantasy, all that magic, or you are the one and you have something inside of you. And you had the power all along. How dare you say you had the power all along? You're the Antichrist. Shut the flip up. Anyway, just do some questions. Don't get me going.
Right.
Anyway, don't take much to get me activated. Doesn't take much. Just one thought and I'm gone.
Beep, beep. Right. No, we like that about you. Oh, the coyote. I love him.
Yep.
Did you just do
that?
I did play with the coyote. Yes, if I find a way to slip in something like that in Celestial Moment, you better believe a cartoon is coming through. So anyway, thank you for allowing me to play and be creative. Now we get some people who have some questions for you, sir. This one is from Tina. Okay. Dear Life Coach Today, I have a family member whose seven-week-old transitioned from SIDS, Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. At the funeral, she was told that God doesn't make any mistakes by a minister. It made me so mad. And I wonder, what do you really say to someone who is grieving? Tina.
Well, what do you say to someone who is grieving? Sometimes it's just best to listen. you know, someone who lost a child, I mean, what do you say? You can, if you've lost a child, you can say, I understand, but everybody's experience is different. Now, God doesn't make mistakes. There are many places I can go with that, and I think really for you, Tina, just feeling the grief that someone goes to 7-week-old, you know, I think be there for your friend. Now, the idea of she was told that God doesn't make any mistakes by the minister, it made you so mad. Well, what's that about? What is it about that statement that got you mad? Do you think God made mistakes and you think the minister was lying? Did you feel like that's not the time to say that? You know, figure that out. Personally, I agree with the statement. But from a human perspective, we don't always understand what that means, because the way we look at life, when we look at life through the five senses. But your question is, what do you really say to someone who is grieving? Be there. Don't say much unless you're inspired, unless you're led to say something. Listen. Sometimes, you know, it's a tricky thing. Let me make it a little bit personal. I deal with a lot of people who go through challenging times. And sometimes when they're sharing with me what they're going through, I have a friend, I am just like in tears. Sometimes, you know, inside I'm just, I won't say pain, just full, sad, feeling what she's feeling. Sometimes feeling like I wish I can help. So sometimes it's just asking, how can you be of service? How can I help you? Sometimes it's a hug. Sometimes it's just showing up. It's your actions. Because it's really less about what you say. It's more about who you're being, and it's more about what you do. During funeral services, transition, memorial services, people say, if you need anything, call me. I mean, it sounds good. It sounds like, oh, okay. But most of the time, people go home and they get caught up in their own lives. Really, what we need to do is to call the person to know that they're going to need something, a shoulder to lean on, someone to talk to, someone to just say, you know, I don't know why this happened to me. I don't know what God is trying to tell me here. Whatever it may be, you know what? I looked at it. This is a blessing. Whatever. So I say, listen, but if you're inspired to say something, say something. And that's why it's important for us to do our own spiritual work, meditation. We can be the voice of God so that we can be available for others, so that we can release our creative juice. And in this case, your creative juice, Tina, will be needed as healing. And you can be there without even saying anything. Your healing can be, your quietness, your silence can be soothing, can be healing. One thing I've come to believe, when you do your spiritual work, when you're committed to doing the work, your spiritual principles, it actually becomes, you know, how you show up becomes less about what you say and more about the energy that you're allowing to be revealed. So, yeah. There you have it. And, God doesn't make any mistakes. Find out why that made you mad. You know, as I said at the beginning of the show, God is in us, and we are in God. So there is no spot where God is not. Now, you may have a different belief, understanding about God.
I just encourage you to hold on to one that brings you hope, that brings you healing. Because God is not a man there up in the sky taking babies and taking good people. Why do good people die so soon? That's not true. That's just stuff we make up. The things that we say that when you don't, if you don't listen to it, it sounds good, but it doesn't mean anything. A parent should never have to bury their child. It's not true. It happens. It's painful. It's traumatic. But when we allow ourselves to believe in stuff like that, a parent is not supposed to bury their children. Well, somebody got it wrong, because that's happening. It's happening as we speak right now. Life is full of mysteries. Some things we'll understand, some things we won't. So, there you have it, my friend, Tina. Celeste, next question.
Yes, thank you for that, Life Coach Today. This is from Jada. Dear Life Coach Today, how can we help young men to be involved fathers without nagging and complaining about what they are not doing? Do men respond to different cues than women? I keep thinking that these things are basic knowledge, but I'm learning that some young men just don't get it. What can I do to provide assistance? Jada.
Your answers, I'm getting up right now. I was trying to type and talk, but it won't work this time. Okay, there we go, because I want to share something with you, Jada. part of your answer, the answer to your own question, is already in your question. Where is it? You said, without nagging them. Yeah, of course. How can we help young men to be involved further without nagging and complaining about what they are not doing? That's how you do it. You do it by not nagging them about what they're not doing, and celebrating what they are doing. And beyond that, you know, when I say celebrate, affirm that. Let's just say you want them to come around every day, and they come out twice a day. If you want them to come around every week, or even if they live in the house, but they're spending more time outside with their friends, but there's a day in the week, an hour in the week that they spend at home, recognize them. Say, you know what, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here, because your presence here is making a difference. With our physical eyes, we may not always see it, but the influence of a father is important in a child's life. So I'm so happy to see you here. Now, you got to be clear about what you're saying. If you're trying to say, no, it's got to come from your truth. And what I mean by that is, you basically give voice to the good, give voice to the vision that you have for the young father. So, and that means you have to shift in consciousness. You have to shift from looking at what is wrong to what is right. You have to change how you're looking at the whole situation. You have to look at, how did this young man get to a point where he doesn't even think being there is important? And what I was pulling up after Celeste read the question is, there's a poem called Children Learn What They Live. It's very, very powerful. Get it? And even though they learn what they live, it can be changed. The first line says, if a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. Let me read a little bit more. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. And it goes on and on. If a child, I'm skipping it here, if a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with recognition, he learns that it is good to have a goal. If a child lives with sharing, he learns about generosity. And you can Google that. It's written by Dr. Dorothy Law Note, or Note. I'll spell that for you. Dorothy Law, L-A-W, and her last name, N-O-L-T-E. So, yeah, you asked if men respond to different cues than women. Of course, yeah. I mean, yeah. Everybody responds to different cues. We've talked about the five love languages. Everybody has different love languages. So we all respond to different cues. So you may be, if you don't know that, you can go to fivelovelanguages.com. If not, just Google it by, what's the author's name? Yvette, help me. I can see it. Anyway, Yvette would tell me. We all have to respond to different cues. In the love languages, some people's love languages is quality time. For others is, what's the one about service? No, boy, let me use one of mine, physical touch. So, yeah, we all respond. We don't want to put everybody in the one basket. Well, men respond to different cues than women, as if that's a problem. We all do. Cats and dogs, cats and cats. Gary D. Chapman. Thanks, Celeste. That's right. Dr. Gary D. Chapman, Five Love Languages. Great book. You read it, it will change your life if you haven't read it. And let me go to some of the other parts of your questions, because you have things there. I keep thinking that these things are basic knowledge, but I'm learning that some young men just don't get it. What can I do to provide assistance? Well, what is basic knowledge to you is definitely... That's okay, Yvette. What is basic knowledge to you doesn't have to be basic knowledge to anybody else. That's why we teach. That's why we share. That's why people are still writing books on self-help, on spirituality. Books are being printed as we speak on the same topic. And what is basic knowledge to you is based on your culture. It's based on your moral values. It's based on your religious understanding, your spiritual understanding, where you lived, where you live. So rather than put everybody, young man, young woman, in one box, I think that's basic knowledge. It doesn't have to be. Let me go out on a limb here and go real all the way out there. I saw a video yesterday about the president of Uganda. And if you haven't heard it, they signed this new bill. What they say about something? Are they going to imprison gay people? But anyway, in the interview, he said, they're disgusting. Now, I looked at them thinking, okay, that's a little bit part of it is cultural. I grew up in a country in Africa, so I understand. Not condone you or anything, but I understand that kind of way of communicating. But in the Western world, if a leader ever say gay people, I mean, some of them probably say it behind closed doors, but when they're in front of a camera, they'll try and use different words. But cultures have us respond differently to questions that are being asked or how we live our lives. That idiot also said that he didn't even understand what homosexuals did until they told him, and now he's passing the law. Sorry, Jada. It's this whole thing about basic knowledge. So anyway, as a whole, maybe I'll talk about that. So let's remind me. I want to talk about that at the end because it just came for me. It's like, what? Okay. But yes, affirm him rather than condemn him. Because what you praise appreciates. What you praise appreciates. When you praise it, you raise the value. When you condemn it, you devalue it. Nobody likes to be devalued, not even you. I'm sure you can relate. And some of the young fathers, they don't really know what that means. They haven't seen it. They don't have a good image, if you will, a good example, a good role model of what a father is. Depends on what kind of home they grew up in. Maybe the father was an absent father. Maybe he was in the house, but emotionally he wasn't present. Many, many reasons. So, once again, I always say it, we need each other. So you spot it, you got it. Now, spot it, got it. What I mean by that is you spot it, now you got it. You can take care of it. You can be the change. Be more compassionate.
and understand them, him, all the young fathers that you're around. That's the problem in the world. We spend more time criticizing. I'm not talking about you, Jada, but generally speaking, we spend more time criticizing rather than affirming, praising, looking for the good. But when you spend more time affirming yourself, looking for the good in yourself, you can't help but do that for others. So, yeah, affirm, don't condemn. Spirituality, well, not even spirituality, you know, not even spirituality, truth. To live life harmoniously is quite simple. We've just been educated out of our senses. We've been told, no, you can't listen to what you feel inside of you. Some people will go to war because you say you're going to pay attention to your emotions and your feelings and listen to your intuition. Now they're talking about it in corporations. Like, you got to listen to your intuition. There was a time they look at you saying, are you crazy? Intuition, ain't no time for this. No, we don't have room for that. Humans are growing. There was a time doctors believed that, you know, cigarette is good for your health. Now they smoke behind closed doors. Anyway, let's move on to the next question. this thing called life, I love it. I'm grateful for it. Celeste, I'm ready.
I'm ready for you. Wow. Okay. Okay. This is from Connie. Dear Life Coach Today, I wasn't allowed to date until I was 17 years old. My daughter at 13 is trying to get tattoos, go out on dates with boys, and wearing makeup, even though I forbid her to. I'm so tired of fighting her on what she should and shouldn't be doing. I feel like I'm losing the battle. Why do girls want to grow up so fast these days? How can I compete with the world? Connie.
So your question is, how do you compete with the world? I don't know. I am not going to give you that conversation. There's no way I'm answering that, because you're going to lose, clearly. Your daughter is giving you an example of that. How do you compete with the world? You don't, because you are going to lose. You will be burned out. You will be depressed. You're already doing it. You're competing with your daughter. Now, it's nice to have this question, which is more from a, like, talking about young girls now. And what did you say here? Why do young girls want to grow up so fast these days? You're the mother. I think you have a better answer than I would ever have. But from where I'm standing, because we have told them, because we taught them to live like that. And this just didn't happen overnight. How did you get to this point? You said you weren't allowed to date until you were 17, and she wants to date now, have tattoo, wear makeup. How did you? It didn't happen. Something didn't just wake up and say, I'm going to start dating. It's something that was happening before then. Forget how you're going to compete with the world. Deal with the world that you have in your own house, because you're not equipped to deal with the world right now. But guess what? Your daughter is helping you to develop the muscle to cooperate with the world. You're forbidding your daughter to do it, but okay, is it working for you? You said you're tired of fighting. Well, try a different approach. Maybe it's time to listen rather than being afraid and maybe yelling or putting her down. What is she really trying to tell you? And, you know, teenagers, they're going to rebel anyway. And in truth, you need her to. That's right. You need her to push against within boundaries, because she gets to stretch her own muscles to see, okay, what is real and what isn't. But if you're losing a battle with your daughter who's 13, I don't know how old you are, that you may need some help. You may need to kind of sit with some other mothers, some other parents. Parenting skills. Reach out. Get a coach. Talk to parents. Read about parenting. Because, you know, to drive a car, you need a license. To open up a shop, a store, you need a license. But parenting is like, anybody can do it. But what they do, actually, they don't tell you you need a license to be a parent, but they will put the fear of God in you. That ain't working. So, that is not working. And really, you don't waste your energy trying to fight with the world. It's time to do something different. It's time to either take your daughter out. It's time for you to have time together, get to know what she wants, get to know what she's passionate about, get to know what she really enjoys doing. And, you know, there's some parents who would say, I did all of that. But she still, okay, well, something's wrong. But now, here's one for the matured state consciousness. It's not easy. You may need to, well, I don't know what you've done with it, but if you say, well, I've done all of that, or for parents who've said, we did all of that, didn't work, you may now need to just trust and say, you know what? She's a spirit, she's God in the flesh, and she's here to learn about life. I trust that she's going to be okay. That doesn't mean you're not going to be there, but you're continuing to do what you do, and you are going to go through painful experiences. That's just part of life. We can't run from the feelings. We can't run from it. The painful experience, we can't run from it. Your daughter is developing you as you're developing her. So when she becomes a daughter that you're proud of for whatever reason in the future, at least you can really take it on board and say, yes, I invested in her well-being. You know, and parents say, no, I didn't do anything. That's all him. That's all her. It's like, stop it. You count when your child is making a difference. You're part of their lives. And when they're causing drama, you're part of it. Time to stop fighting and start listening. Maybe she needs to go to some workshop, some youth workshop. Maybe she needs a community, a spiritual center, somewhere where she gets to express herself. She's trying to express herself. But fighting ain't going to do it. And for goodness sake, please don't try and figure out how to compete with the world. You're going to lose. Because you can't even compete with your sister, with your daughter. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe y'all got past life agreements. She's your sister. Ooh, I don't know where that came from. Oh, I do, but I don't. But anyway, yeah. And why do girls want to grow up? So we are the reason. They're sexualized at a very young age. Look at the commercials. We're putting makeup on them. We're putting them in high heels. Don't have me go off on a tangent, please. Yeah, just talk to your daughter. Get to know what she wants. I'm going to leave that alone. Sit with her. You have to change so you can see that reflected back at you. Become more compassionate, more loving, more understanding, and for goodness sake, listen more. Listen more. You want to create a space where she feels she can come to you and tell you anything. Okay.
Whew, all right. This is from Marie. Dear Life Coach Today, my friend lost her job and her unemployment ran out. She is not well mentally and physically. She and her 17-year-old daughter are about to be evicted. I just moved into a new place, and she wants to stay with me. We live totally different lifestyles. She says it won't be a problem, but I know it will. I feel like I would not be happy in my own place if I let her stay with me. I feel bad because she has been there for me when I needed help moving and offered me a place to stay when I needed it, but I knew I couldn't live with her then. Am I wrong? And how do I break it to her? I just want to be happy in my new place. And living with her and her daughter will not make me happy. Marie.
Well, that's your first answer. Now that you're clear about that, you already know what your answer is. So she's not mentally and physically well.
Yeah.
You've got to take it. You can't. if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of anybody else. And yes, and the world would say, you're selfish. Yes, become so selfish so you may become so self-full. And then you can give from the overflow. Now, the opportunity to grow for you is telling her that. Or, you know, you say they're about to be evicted. What are the options? That's not the only option. You just move into the new place. She wants to stay with you. There are other options. But just because you don't know doesn't mean you are the only option. So clearly, you're not one of the options. You live. You said you would live totally different lifestyles. And when people, you know, living with somebody is a, I mean, unless you have the right chemistry, it takes, first of all, you said, let me just keep this simple because I can go so many places with this. I want to be happy in my new place, and living with her and a daughter will not make me happy. That's your answer right there. Now, I don't know if you can tell her that, but you may kind of change it a little bit by saying, you know what, I've thought about it. Actually, no, let me rephrase that. I want you to get still before I sound like I'm putting words in your mouth or in your consciousness. I want you to get still, meditate, and listen to how to move forward. So when you do have a conversation with her, you come in from the place of truth, of compassion. You're following your own guidance. And when we do that, when we move from that place, it changes everything else. She may suddenly find the money, or she may find another family member, a friend, or somebody who wants her to house it because they just know she's the perfect one. Miracles can happen when you shift your perception. So rather than stay in the, oh, my God, how do I tell her? I don't want to hear all this. It's causing me a headache. Right now I'm not even happy thinking about it. Get still and ask for guidance and pray for the highest and best and then move with that. Your shift in perception, your shift in how you perceive the whole thing, your shift in energy, we create a shift totally. You may see immediately, you may not. You may never. You've been given an opportunity to be true to yourself right now, to make your happiness the most important thing. We're told, oh, yeah, you know, you got to think about other people. Yes, and you got to think about yourself first. You said her moving in with you is not going to make you happy. Now get still, listen to that inner voice, and let that be your guide. And when you shift, everything around you will shift. That's it right there. Celeste, do we have another question? Or is that it?
I do. There is one more if you have time for it.
Yeah, we can do it. I don't really, yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it. Good out.
Okay. This is from Annette. Dear Life Coach Today, who motivates you to keep moving when life becomes challenging? Do you have a favorite Black history person you would like to share with us? Annette.
Black history. What's a Black history what? That's funny.
Person.
Black history person. Black history person. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. Let's see. I think I got that question here. Who motivates you to keep moving when life becomes challenging? I have few people, and I would say this. It's funny because I'm going to keep this really short. I don't know what it is, and I think people I've spoken to anyway, most trailblazers, visionaries, sometimes have a tendency to feel alone. I am the exception. There are times where I feel alone. There are times when I feel like I'm doing this all by myself. But every now and then, I am reminded of people or, you know, somebody comes into my life to remind me. And there is a deep desire. This came up this morning. That's why I'm laughing. There's a deep desire to just always, always have somebody I can just bounce things off and just say, am I crazy? Or like someone asked earlier, am I wrong? I'm thinking of the song too. Am I wrong? And I have those people that are not always busy because they're visionaries. They are living life. They are tapping into the nature of God that lives in them. So we're not always available to talk. And I just come to a place like, you know, sometimes it just means I got to go deeper. I got to rely on myself. Now, when it gets very crazy, I have people I can reach out to. Reverend Deborah Johnson is one of them, but I can think of 3-4 people that I reach out to. And there was one night where I was just kind of feeling discouraged. See if I can pull up that text. And I was just so down what I was seeing. I can't remember what I was watching something. It just broke my heart. And I reached out to her. Let me see if I have it here. No, I had to reset my phone, so it cleared my text. No, so I just paraphrased. And I said, I sent her a text, Reverend Deborah Johnson. She's the spiritual director of Inner Lights Ministries, the author of Sacred Yes. I've interviewed her several times, many times. I posted a video of her on my Facebook wall this morning, was it? Or last night? I don't even know why. Maybe this is why. But anyway, so I reached out to her, and I said, well, how do you keep going? How do you keep moving when it looks like other people don't care? She said, you focus on the ones that are making a difference. And it's like, oh, that's it. And then there was another time I texted her, and because we have a meeting that we do kind of regularly, but we haven't had one this year. And I texted her, and I said, well, when do we have another meeting? I said, I can use a Reverend Deborah Johnson's sacred medicine. And she texted back. She said, we're going to have one real soon, but do I want to talk now? And that text was enough, knowing that there was somebody there to talk with me, to be with me while I was enough. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm good. I'm good for now. I said, but can I have a rain check on the, what did I call it? I think it's, yeah, I may have it here. Here it is. So I said, when's that? Yeah, okay. So she said, I am planning one soon. Do you need to? Thank you. Can I say with yes, come on for later? And she responded, she said, but of course, always here for you. Yeah, that's it. That was all I needed, knowing that there's somebody there for me. That I know that I can go to them, because I do get challenged. And it keeps me moving on knowing that. And there are other people. Monique Ruffin is another friend I reach out to when I'm just like, what the friggity flip is what's going on? I don't understand what's going on here. Or, oh, my God, look what just came up. I don't think I can handle it. She just has a way of, Monique Ruffin is going to be here on Monday. She's been here. She was here a few months ago, taking responsibility for your health and well-being. She's on Facebook. She talks about everything to do with life and liberating people and liberating herself. So I have wonderful people around me who can pull me forward, who can be there with me until I'm ready to move. You say, do I have a favorite Black history person you would like to share with us? Well, yeah, well, I can share two. Well, actually, maybe more. Martin Luther King Jr. touches me in a deep way, in a way I don't even know how to explain it. There are no words, because what he stands for, what he stood for, but I'll say what he stands for, because what he did back then is still alive for me today. Oprah is another person. Michael Bernard Beckwith is another person. Iyanla Van Zandt is another person. Ricky Byers Beckwith is another person. And those are people that come to mind just like that, because these are people that look like me, that are in my field, that are moving on, and they're living their life out loud. And they're taking everyone with them. They're on adventure. Well, I'm going to adventure and they're on adventure with adventure. With compassion, groundedness, truth, authenticity, self-acceptance, and they're liberating others. They help me believe in myself. They make me be okay with my crazy. And, of course, as I said at the beginning of the show, the listeners, because if I think what I'm saying is crazy, at least there's other people that still listen. So just the fact that you listen to my craziness makes me
keep hope alive. People are listening. It can't be that bad. See, when I have nobody listening, it's like, okay, it's time to do something different. Oh, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Remember, creativity is the nectar of God. And God lives in you. You live in God. So creativity is your nectar. Creativity is sweet. It is what you came to this planet. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank goodness for you. And I stand with you as I turn to yourself and find the courage to be yourself and vulnerable enough to allow yourself to be loved. This is Michael Bernard Beckwith, Adventure in Paradise. He's virtual homies, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. May your life be sweet. May goodness and mercy continue to track. I will see you tomorrow for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.